You're listening to Clyde's Favorite Old Time Radio, a podcast of the various genres of old time radio, science fiction, comedy, mystery, horror, and historical broadcasts. As I prepare these shows for the Mystery Planet Radio live stream, and of course shows for the podcast, I look at the dates and everything. And the bulk of these radio shows were written and presented and aired on radio in the 30s and 40s, and some into the 50s. But the bulk was after the beginning of World War II. And, you know, at the time the world was experiencing a devastating war and economic problems all over the world, economic depression, and people were terrified, and radio stepped up. These radio shows provided them comfort and a little bit of release and ease of their troubles of our grandparents, and in some cases, great-grandparents, and some of us, great-great-grandparents. So I'm preparing these shows. I'm looking at these dates, and I'm thinking, you know, radio has done it once again. These same shows that were aired back then have given us a connection with our relatives, because right now, with all the rioting, the pandemic, and the economic situation, people are terrified. People are scared. But they can sit back and they can listen to these radio shows. And just for 30 minutes to an hour, they can just forget about their problems and delve into the world of radio. Now, it wouldn't be possible for me to air these broadcasts if it wasn't for your support. So please visit www.mpir-otr.com. That's mpir-otr.com. And on the menu selection, select the donations and support menu item. A PayPal donation of $5, $10, $20, $50 or more will go a long way to pay for the operating costs in presenting these shows. But more importantly, for those who are unable to send a donation, you're helping your fellow man out. You're giving somebody a chance to forget about their troubles, forget about the problems in the world, and just delve into and relax with some outstanding radio entertainment. Again, that's www.mpir-otr.com. I thank you, and your fellow listeners thank you too. Okay, let's go on to our next program.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The shadow knows.
Ladies and gentlemen, while you're getting set for The Shadow's latest thriller, let me say a few words about that great new Goodrich Silvertown tire. Because believe me, motorists, this new kind of tire is making history. It takes care of skid and blowout problems like they have never been taken care of before. And here's proof positive. the engineers of the famous independent Pittsburgh Testing Laboratory tested the regular and premium price tires of the nation's six largest tire manufacturers. The results? Listen. No other tire tested, regardless of price, came up to the new Goodrich Silvertown in skid resistance. What's more, this great tire gave more non-skid mileage than any other tire tested in its price class, averaging 19.1% more miles before the tires wore smooth. That's the same as saying this new Silvertown gives you every sixth mile free. Ride on the safest thing on wheels, the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown. The shadow, Lamont Cranston, a man of wealth, a student of science, and a master of other people's minds, devotes his life to righting wrongs, protecting the innocent, and punishing the guilty. Cranston is known to the underworld as the Shadow. Never seen, only heard, his true identity is known only to his constant friend and aide, Margot Lane. Today's story, The Mark of the Bat.
The night air.
I am coming, Marie. The dogs were restless, whimpering.
Must be the storm coming.
It is more than the storm, as you know it, Alexei.
I'm not sure. Why aren't you in bed asleep?
There'll be no sleep in this house tonight.
Or any night.
Then you've seen the great bats, too?
Yes, I've seen the farmer's cattle. Bloodless, dead in the fields.
And the white comb of the dead rooster. Ah, it was the same on the farm of my father in Croatia. Alexei, why did this Dr. Vickers send away his stepfather's servants? Why does he pay us so much to stay in his house? Why do we stay knowing what we know?
Jobs are hard to find, Marie. But I think we go soon. When the master of the house dies.
It cannot be long. And I am not sorry. It is his own doing. He brought the bats here, set them free to kill.
And now they take his life from him, in the night, in the darkness.
Only for his daughter am I sorry. She is young. She was beautiful. But each dawn finds her more like those things from the grave.
Have you seen the mark of the vampire on her, Marie?
Yes. Only this morning. On the throat as she lay sleeping.
The sins of the father.
It is his punishment. The great bats are children of Satan. He brought them here from the caves he found in that strange country he wrote books about.
Yeah. And he laughed at the stories I told him. The vampire bat is a thing of evil, leagued with the devil, stealing the blood of the living, that the dead may go on living in their graves.
Storm is coming, Alexei.
Well, it will drive the bats back into the cave in the mountain. That much is good. Marie!
What is it?
A shadow passed across the moon.
Oh! The clouds of the storm, maybe.
No, no. A bat, like a great bird, it is an omen, Marie, an omen.
The dog howls.
Yes. The dog howls.
Quick! Light the candle at the crucifix.
Yes. Yes, the crucifix. Here comes Dr. Vickers.
Yes, Alexei. It is quite fitting that you light the candle. Say a prayer, Marie.
Dr. Vickers, is the master. Major Stevens, is he?
Yes, Marie. My esteemed stepfather, Major Stevens, is dead.
Cranston, we've come 200 miles up into these spooky mountains. Why?
I've been reading the obituary columns, Margot. As a result, we're going to visit the home of a man who once had a very strange hobby.
Oh, so Lamont Cranston, the amateur criminologist, has been reading between the lines again. Who died recently?
The corpse, Margot, is Major Stevens, a noted explorer and zoologist.
Oh.
Yes. Before I tell you anything more, let me ask you a question.
Yes?
Do you believe in vampires?
What?
Creatures with the power to leave the grave? Transform themselves into bats, and draw from the flesh of the living blood to feed the bodies of the restless dead?
Lamont, are you serious?
Quite.
Of course I don't believe it. What's all this about? You guessing or do you know?
I'm going on a curious mixture of theory and fact. I've known about Stevens for years. He led an expedition of 5 men into the mountains of Ecuador, came back alone, with a cage full of vampire bats, big ones. For years he's been breeding them.
A cheerful hobby, I must say.
Become an obsession. 6 months ago, I read that a neighboring farmer sued him, claiming those vampire bats killed 3 of his cattle.
But Lamont, that's preposterous.
No, Margot, it isn't. There are authentic cases where cattle have been killed by blood-sucking vampire bats.
And you think Major Stevens' pet bats killed those cattle and killed the major as well?
It's possible.
All of which leads to what, Lamont? Who are we going to call on tonight? Not Major Stevens, I hope.
No, the major is safely interred in his grave.
Oh, you make it sound so cozy.
Stevens had a daughter, Claire Stevens. I've checked up. She's suffering from the same ailment that supposedly killed her father, anemia.
Oh.
Stevens was wealthy. Claire's his heir, but she's underage, only 20. And there's a guardian in the picture, Dr. Vickers, who also happens to be the major's stepson.
I think I'm beginning
to see. Apparently Vickers is running things. He's even discharged the family servants and hired an old Slavic couple.
Why?
They're Croats, Margot, not very far removed from the atmosphere of their native land, where for centuries human vampires have been accepted fact. Now do you see what I'm driving at?
Yes. Yes, I'm afraid I do. Claire Stevens is being led to believe that she's a victim of human vampires.
Yes.
Whereas, actually, she's being bled to death by the giant vampire bat. Is that it, Lamont?
That's right, Margot.
Oh.
Just a breed of very large bats.
I see. Oh, this is a lonely road. We haven't passed a car in ages.
A little farther, huh? Good heavens.
Oh. What's wrong, Lamont?
Look. Look, a man lying there beside the road. Wait here, Margot. Maybe a hold-up gag.
Well, what's wrong with him? Has he been hit?
Beaten up, I think.
Wait, I'll help you with him. Is he alive?
Yes, but unconscious.
Lamont, there's a paper clutched in his hand. See what it is.
Listen to this, Margot. Dave, if you love me, come and take me away from this awful house. I can't explain, only come. If you don't, you'll never see me alive again. Signed, Claire.
Claire Stevens? Oh, Lamont, this boy must have tried to help us.
Yes, and failed.
What are we going to do, Lamont? Drive him back to the last town we passed?
No, Margot, we need the doctor, and I think the logical man to patch him up is the one who may have had a hand in this. Vickers.
You're going to take him to the Stevens house?
No, you are, Margot.
Oh, but you'll be with me in that house.
Yes, Margot, but in my role of the shadow. It'd be better if you're not Margot Lane. Pretend to be an old friend of Claire Stevens. If she's in danger, she won't give you away.
All right. Help me get the boy into the car. Then I'll drive. Lamont!
What's the matter, Margot?
Lamont, look, on his throat.
Good heavens.
Oh, a bat fastened to his throat. Kill it, Lamont.
Yes. Yes, Margot. One of Major Stevens' pets. A vampire bat.
Ladies and gentlemen, while we leave the shadow for a moment, here's a brief reminder that when you want real tire safety, halfway measures don't go. There's no such thing as saving half your life.
The shadow knows. Beware. In these days of high speeds and superhighways, you need protection against both skids and blowouts every time you get behind the wheel of your car.
And motorists, the tire that will give you life-saving protection against both of these driving hazards is the new Goodrich Safety Silvertown. For remember, only Silvertowns give you the skid protection of the lifesaver tread. This amazing new Goodrich development protects you against the hazard zone of motoring, where a slippery film of water on the road can make complete command of your car almost impossible. The never-ending spiral bars of this lifesaver tread act like a whole battery of windshield wipers. They sweep the water right and left, force it out through the deep drainage grooves, make a dry track for the rubber to grip. You stop quicker, safer on a wet pavement than you've ever stopped before. And don't forget, adding one safety feature to another, Silvertowns also give you the famous golden ply protection against dangerous high-speed blowouts. Why ride on anything but the safest thing on wheels, especially when Silvertowns give you these two great life-saving features at no extra cost? Play safe with Goodrich, spelled G-O-O-D-R-I-C-H. Goodrich Safety Silvertown.
Alexei. Who drove Dave Henderson here?
The young girl, Dr. Vickers. She says she's a friend of Miss Stevens.
A friend of Claire's, eh, Alexei?
Yes.
And young Dave Henderson. Odd that she should come here tonight. Strange that she should find him on the road. Where are they?
In the room where the major worked with the bats, Dr. Vickers.
Good. Nothing could be better. It will save me considerable trouble.
I lock the door.
Unlock it. Then go back and watch Miss Claire's room. See, she does not leave it. Why? What's the matter, Alexei? Your hand is shaking. You're afraid.
Yes. Yes, and you would be afraid, too. Those caged bats in there, they killed the major. I know. They're creatures of the devil.
Nonsense. There's nothing to worry about. I have released the good major's pets. Taken them out of their cages and sent them back to the bottomless pit in the grotto.
Yes, but a bat like a bird of evil flew across the moon the night the major died. It was an omen. An omen of death.
Tell that to Miss Claire. She'll believe you. And watch carefully, Alexei. Two, perhaps three of those bats may fly across the moon tonight. More omens of death. But now, go upstairs. See that I am not disturbed.
Yes, Doctor. The girl is there. At the far end of the room with the young man.
Doctor, are you Dr. Vickers?
Yes. I understand you brought a young man here, victim of some hit-and-run driver.
No, he's been beaten. I'm afraid his skull is fractured, and not only
yes,
that...
Yes. Alexei told me your fantastic story of finding a giant bat drawing his life blood from his throat.
It's true. The marks are still on his throat. Look there.
Still unconscious. Has he spoken at all?
No, but don't stand there. Do something. You're a doctor, or so I was told.
By whom? Oh, yes, you're a friend of Miss Stevens. Of course you would know.
Of course. Where is Claire?
Sleeping. You were coming to call on her at this late hour. Why?
We're old friends. I heard of her father's death.
You know this young man?
Why, no, I don't.
That's odd. This man is David Henderson, Miss Stevens' fiancé.
Oh, well, you see, I haven't seen Claire for several years.
How many?
Why, for 3 years. Oh, but don't stand there questioning me. Do something for him.
There'll be plenty of time for that. I'm more interested in you and just why you happened to pick this night to visit such an old and dear friend. A friend who apparently never spoke of Dave Henderson, to whom she's been engaged for many years. A childhood sweetheart.
Well, you...
Yes, I see. I see you are lying. Who are you? What do you want in this house?
I want you to treat that boy.
Yes, I will treat him. In good time and in my own way. But first, I think you need my attention.
Keep away from me. I know what you're trying to do. You're trying to kill that boy.
Oh, now I'm beginning to understand. So you know...
Yes, I know.
You know too much. Too much to ever leave this house. Oh, a lucky interruption for you. It will give you a few minutes' grace, young woman, and a chance to see your dear friend, Claire Stevens.
You and Dr. Vickers sent to Dave. Who was that woman? Let go of me. He's in there. I know he is.
Come. Doctor says you stay in your room. Come.
Oh.
What's going on out here, Alexei?
Doctor, I couldn't stop her. She tricked me. She ran down here. I'll take her back.
No.
Come.
I won't go. You've got Dave here.
It's all right, Alexei. Let her come in. You wait out in the hall.
Oh.
Yes, Claire, my dear. Dave is here. You can see him. And there is someone else, an old friend of yours.
An old friend?
Yes, that young woman there. Well, you don't seem to recognize her. Perhaps it's been so long since you've seen each other.
Claire, don't you remember me? Grace Wilson, we went to school together.
What?
I heard you were in trouble. I thought I might be able to help.
What? Oh, of course. Grace Wilson. I'm so glad you're here, Grace. But, Dave, you said I could see him. Where is he?
There, on the couch.
Dave. Oh, Dave. Dave, darling. It's Claire. Oh, is he dead?
No, but he may die if we don't get help to revive him. This Dr. Vickers won't help.
Why won't you do something? Dave's hurt. His head's cut open.
Dr. Vickers won't help because he did it.
What?
He wants Dave Henderson to die, just as he wants me out of the way, now that I've discovered his secret. And you, Claire Stevens... You're marked for death.
No.
I can see it in your face. You're as pale as a ghost already, half bled to death. You're a victim, too. A victim of vampire bats.
No, it can't be. Not that. I've been ill. Dr. Vickers has been treating me.
Your father died of Dr. Vickers' treatment.
Dr. Vickers? You... Why do you look at me like that?
Why, my dear child.
Oh, then it is true. Those sedatives in the open window. That was so the giant bats could come from the well in the grotto.
Oh, you've been listening to the fantastic tales of Marie and Alexei, my dear. Monstrous nightmares out of a ghoulish past.
Miss Stevens, don't listen to him. He's a murderer. We've got to get your fiancé out of this house.
But he won't let us go. The door's locked. He has the key.
Yes, my dear, you are quite right. The door is locked. I have the key. The only way out is through that door leading to the tunnel in the cave. To the bottomless pit your father so aptly named the Well of the Bats.
Father sealed that tunnel when the bats escaped.
Yes, but I opened it again. It will come in very handy. Tonight. The storms have kept the bats in the grotto for many nights now. They must be very hungry for blood. Oh, what a feast they will have. Come, Claire.
No.
The vampires are tired of coming to you. It is time you visited them.
Oh, Stevens, get back. Keep away from
Cupid me. Heroics will not save you. Keep back, young woman, or I shall have to shoot you. The bats won't mind. Not so long as the blood in your body is still warm. Come, Claire. Come with me.
No. No!
Very well. Perhaps you would rather follow your beloved David. I'll take him first.
Oh, no, no, don't. He doesn't know anything. If you'll only let him go, I'll...
Oh, no. I thought that would bring you to me.
Dr. Vickers. Dr. Vickers. You are startled, Doctor. I see in your eyes and read in your reeling mind... Questions.
No.
Questions beating in your brain like the black wings of your destroyers. Who am I? Where am I? Is this voice you hear real, or the trickery of a mind warped and twisted by the remorse of murder done and murders yet to come?
No, no.
The gun in your hand trembles, Dr. Vickers. Your lips are dry.
But you... Who are you?
The Shadow, Dr. Vickers.
The Shadow! The Shadow!
It would seem you have heard of the Shadow, Doctor.
Yes. Yes, I've heard of you, Shadow.
Do you believe what you have heard?
Yes. I know all about your devilish tricks of mesmerism. Hypnotic influence. I know you're here in this room, but I can't see you. I know my gun isn't any use against you, but that won't stop me. I'm going into the grotto, and I'm taking these girls with me, both of them. Try to stop me, Shadow, and I'll shoot them both. All right, Claire, and you too, Miss Wilson, or whoever you really are. Quick, get through this door, and let
no.
You want me to use this gun.
No, don't.
We'd better
no.
Do as he says, Miss Stevens. Come on.
All right, Shadow. Let's see you follow me through this door. It bolts on the inside, and by the time you've broken it down, the vampire bats will be feasting on these two women, the only ones who stand between me and Stephen's fortune. It should have been mine in the first place, and now it will be. It will be mine!
Don't be too sure, Dr. Vickers, for the grotto will be filled with shadows. Shadows of the living, and shadows of the dead. David Henderson, listen. Listen to me. Wake up. Listen.
Oh, my head. It aches.
Listen, David Henderson. You came to save your fiancée. She's in danger. Dr. Vickers has taken her to the grotto, to the Well of the Bats. What?
Claire gone into the cave?
Yes.
Who am I talking to? There's no one here. Oh, I must be out of my mind.
No, there is someone here. The Shadow.
The Shadow?
Yes. Don't be alarmed because you cannot see me. Even to those I try to help, I must remain unseen, unknown, for their own safety. There is no time to explain the whys and wherefores of my presence. I'm here to help you and your fiancée. If we don't get into the grotto and stop him, Vickers will kill Claire Stevens and a girl who is with her.
No.
Kill them and drop them into the Well of the Bats.
That heavy door leads to the pit. Come on.
I can't follow that way. I've tried. It's bolted on the other side. Is there another way into the grotto? Any other way of reaching the pit?
Well,
Yeah, there is. One other way. Major Stephen showed me years ago.
Where?
Up on the side of the mountain, there's an opening. It's shorter that way. Maybe we can get in that way and head Vickers off before he reaches the pit. Come on, I'll show you the way. If I get my hands on Vickers, the bats will have their feast tonight on him. Shadow, we're almost there. Shadow!
I am still close to you. Go on. It may be too late.
Be careful along here. This ledge is slippery. We're getting near the pit.
How deep is this pit, this well of the bats?
No one knows. Once Major Stevens and I dropped the weighted kite string down into it. 1,000 feet of string. It didn't touch bottom. Shadow, look! There's a light. A torch down the passageway. That must be Vickers. It's in the big chamber. That's where the pit is.
We're not too late, see? Your fiancé and the other girl is with him. Wait, stop here.
Well, he's forcing them toward the pit. He's going to kill both of them, I tell you. Let me go.
No, you've done your part. Stay here.
No, no, I won't. I won't, I tell you.
But you must. Do you understand? If Vickers saw you coming, he'd shoot you down. You'd be signing the death warrant of your fiancé and the other girl.
Oh, no, I'll get him. I'll get him before he sees me. Let go of me, Shadow.
Sorry, I had to knock you out like that, Henderson, but the only way.
They'll kill you for this, Dr. Vickers. The police will find it out. They'll hang you.
I think not. My dear Claire, you see, to prove a murder has been committed, there must be some trace of the body. The vampires will leave little in the way of evidence.
Have you forgotten the shadow, Dr. Vickers? You think he'll let you live to enjoy the fruits of this ghastly thing you're about to do?
So you're still counting on the shadow to save you.
He may not be able to save us. But you'll never get away from him unless you follow us into that pit.
Oh, hope and faith die hard. I've been wondering why one of you didn't try to get away from me, so I would have an excuse to shoot you down.
Oh, you need an excuse.
No, not really. But there is something fascinating about watching the reactions of people who are about to die. But now I give you your choice. Turn, take each other's hand, and walk straight ahead into the darkness. Or stand there while I count. Oh, no. No. Not 10. That is too definite. Too certain. I will merely count number after number until my trigger finger obeys the impulse to shoot.
No! No, don't! Oh, Dave! Dave! Oh, that should make it easier for you.
And for her. That's right. Hold her up. Steady her. One, two. What a feast the vampires will have. Three. The bats. They're waiting. Four. Far down in the pit. Five. By the thousands they cling to the clammy walls. Six. Hanging heads downward with folded wings. Seven, waiting. Eight, waiting.
Yes, Vickers, waiting. Waiting for you.
For you. You got through.
It's useless to struggle, Vickers. Your trigger finger obeys the impulse to kill, but the gun hammer won't fall because my hand is on it. Vickers, you should have used an automatic.
Oh, you devil!
Yes.
Yes,
if you could only break loose. Try it and your arm will snap like the stem of a pipe.
Let me go.
Let's go. I knew you'd find a way, Shadow. You're going to go now.
She's your wife?
Yes, she just fainted, that's all.
Oh, there you are, Vickers. Well, the Shadow got you. Well, you'll hang for what you did to Claire's father, but first I'm going to pay her for torturing...
No, you won't! No, you won't! Stop! And I won't hang!
Stand where you are, I'll shoot.
Go ahead! Shoot! Shoot me! The Shadow was right. The vampire bats are waiting. Waiting for their feast. For me! And I won't disappoint them. They'll have their feast. They'll have their feast. Now! Now!
You like this thing I'm playing, Margot?
Yes, Lamont.
Lamont.
Yes, Margot?
Now that Dr. Vickers is dead and Claire Stevens is out of that awful house, what's going to happen to the Major's little pet?
Oh, those vampire bats won't kill any more cattle. Or men, Margot. Thought of that while you and David Henderson were getting Claire to the hospital.
But how, Lamont?
Like this.
Dynamite.
Yes, yes. I found it in Stevens' tool house. The explosion filled the well of the bats with hundreds of tons of rock. Sealed forever. There will be no more black wings across the moon. No more marks of the bat on the throats of sleeping victims.
You have been listening to a dramatized version of one of the many copyrighted stories which appear in the Shadow magazine, now on sale at your local newsstand.
The weed of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
All the characters and all the places named are fictitious. Any similarity to persons living or dead is purely coincidental.